Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, bleeds out your eyes. It's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit. What is entertainment? Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What? Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. Why did they decide that? Because they got a letter from a minister in Mississippi.
What's this? Two comedians doing another radio show? This ought to be good.
Conti. The self-loathing, insecure, egomaniac whose gambling issues and creepiness is only overshadowed by his savant-like knowledge of dates and numbers and his keen sense of direction.
I'm a guinea. Listen, your skin is your biggest organ.
Especially if you're not circumcised.
I think I'm dead inside.
Aw, me too.
I am not a happy person.
Fucking jerk-offs. What's going on here? Help me! You're not gonna suck it. Get out. Well, do I sound that much of a dick? I'm singing in the rain!
Kenny, the functioning alcoholic whose flair for waffling and fence riding is second to none. A metrosexual who is an emotional tube sock with a touch of brilliance for the obscure.
I'm a vagina champion.
There's no possible way that I can get anyone pregnant.
No, 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 no. I'm waffling again.
Some 18-year-old webcam girl getting railed.
You ever get a blowjob from someone in a pool who keeps snot bubbling? I'll retard my smartness.
Together, they are the Conti and Kenny Show.
What a douchebag fucking show. The one guy's not funny and the other one's laughing at all the unfunny shit he's saying.
The vision is renewed. The power is reawakened. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned.
They've returned. Ah, blah, blah. Big fucking Everett fucking intro for two dick faces doing fucking this shitty fucking same radio since 2005. Yeah, we have a new world's record, folks. The Conti and Kenny Show. Doing a show the longest without any success. Yep, we have a fucking, we got an Emmy for that. Did you know that, Joe?
I'm in the same category as you. I started right around the same time, and yeah, I'm still nowhere.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, cool. So at least you can take the silver. We'll take the gold.
Yeah, okay.
What's up, everybody? It's the Conti and Kenny Show. We just walked, me and Coletta. Coletta was waiting for me. We walked in the studio at 7 o'clock, exactly. And it took me about 2 minutes to get everything set up. As you can see, Joe, I have all my notes in front of me.
Yeah.
A ton of stuff here.
Plentiful.
I have nothing. I just drove 100 miles to get here on time. And fucking flew up 295, the Turnpike, and the Parkway to get here at 7 o'clock. And where's my partner? He's home. He's going to be on fucking Skype. He's calling me up now. So fucking aggravated with him.
Oh boy.
I'm fucking pissy. I had to help my mommy.
Oh boy. Well, this is gonna be comfortable.
I go nuts after doing 6 hours of freaking radio with Levy. I'm driving, go nuts to get here, and dickhead who's not doing anything. He's not even working. He can't get here. And I'm gonna sit at home and Skype.
Is this the second or third Monday you've been doing this, driving this far to make it in time?
Since June 5th?
Wow. I didn't think it would take this long for it to catch up with you. You're about to snap, Conti.
I have to say, on Mondays, I am radioed out by 9 o'clock.
I bet. Who wouldn't be? I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we did it. We recorded two shows and then flew up here. I got to drive 100 miles to Bob's house, then record two shows, then drive 100 miles back, and then do another show here. And in between there, first I have to pick up Stacey Pressman at the train station on my way down and then drop her off on the way back.
She's adorable, by the way.
Yes, and she's very cool and she's very funny as a comic. Yeah. She doesn't really, like, she doesn't try to come off as, like, real funny. She just more, like, hangs out on the show and then takes abuse.
Of course.
But she loves it. I mean, she loves it, but she totally can handle it.
Mm.
And she doesn't care. That's why she's not really a hole on the show.
Right, right.
You know? By the way, the show here, Conti and Kenny's show, if you want to call in, it's, let's see if I can remember all this, 240-HI-CNK, because I have nothing in front of me. The Skype is NPN Studios, and all that kind of stuff. Like our Facebook page and our Twitter, just, you know, it's Conti and Not Here, that's the show. It's Conti and Skype Boy. Conti and Edison, because he's in Edison, New Jersey. It's Conti and Coletta. It's the CNC Comedy Factory. That's right.
I like how that rolls off the tongue.
Nah, it's nice, ain't it? Ain't it nice?
I like it.
Conti and Coletta together at last.
What happened? I thought he was on Skype. What does he do? We just hang up on him? So annoyed?
I'm waiting for him to call in. He should be calling in.
Well, he's in the chat room. If you want to get in the More Like Radio chat room, it's morelikeradio.com/live. Well, I'm hanging out there, too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. If you're listening live. If you're not listening live...
then this means nothing to you.
Yeah. Sorry. If you're checking out the podcast, you can listen to us every Monday night from 7 to 9 and or further. Could be longer than 7 to 9. And,
I'm debating going the direction you went in, from 3 hours to 2 hours. I'm thinking about doing it. And then having, like...
I will say the 2 hours thing has... If for some... I wanted to do something that was more podcast-friendly. I think people, you know, they see 3 hours, they're like, ugh. You know, even if you... When I look at Joe Rogan's podcast, I'm like, oh, he's doing 3 hours? I don't even know if I...
Yeah, it depends on the guests he has.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
I figured we do 2 hours, the show blows by.
Yeah.
And it just seems like it's there's more shit in a smaller bag, you know, and it
more
seems...
More concise. And
yeah, whatever. Just... Yeah, it's... And, it seems like you're less fishing for stuff, and you're more like, hey, we got 4 things we want to talk about. Boom, 2 hours.
Right.
We take one break, we do an hour, take a break, and then that's it.
Yeah. And if people don't know, I also do 7 to 10, so it's... I know that feeling, like when you take your second break at 9, let's say, and you're on break and go, ugh, all right, so we got this and this left. maybe we can stretch this that third hour.
I wonder if we can, hey, listen, do this news story, and let's see if we can, you know, make it go for 25 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you just want it to be more natural and just hanging out,
which
it has been. It's been very good.
And
then, I like it.
I think you're saying, and you're in a flow or whatever. You could go past 2 hours if you just keep going.
All we do is just we just go. Do we take out? You know, we go out of the More Like Radio, and then we continue on Conti and Kenny. Like tonight would have been like a night where, hey, you know what? Maybe Coletta, you get here at 8. Maybe we're really just rolling and things are going, but we'll go longer.
Yeah, I was a special book guest, but some asshole made me sit in his chair and fill in for him.
Well, you were book guest because we had our. You know, we had our producer get in touch with you.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that.
Well, because what happened was Brent, if you don't know, White Ass Brent is basically our online producer. And so Brent he texted me and he was like, hey, listen, you know what's going on with Coletta? And I was like, well, I'm not sure. You know, whose naked picture does he have now that, you know, got him? Does he have a picture of Royce's wife?
Did you immediately think I got fired?
Yeah, does he have a picture of Maria's titties?
No,
that's that he's going to get fired from a station.
Again.
And, here he is. Let's see. I'll do.
See, I got to sum it up. I got a text from Brent going, would you be interested in going down to Clifton to the studio to promote your new prank call album. And I'm like, what happened to my pal Conti? Going, hey, you want to stop by on the show?
No, I got to get it done professionally. Shit. Yeah, I got to get my producer to go. And I think we have Kenny on the line. Kenny.
Yeah, I'm here. You got me?
Yeah, you sound good.
All right.
What's up,
bro? When the hell did you get in there?
7 o'clock.
Are you kidding me? I'm sitting here with my cock in my hand. You were supposed to call me to let me know when you got
here. I didn't get a chance to call you. I got here at 7 o'clock.
Uh-oh. I'm sitting here trying to fucking sign on into the chat room to tell everybody that you're in some traffic.
Are you in the more like radio chat room?
Yeah, I'm in there now.
So you're not hearing us broadcasting?
No, I had everything shut. I had my mic on mute.
Oh, yeah, dude. Ooh. I figured you'd call in because I got here exactly at 7 and I got on and started broadcasting at 7:02. That's how good I am.
Are you shitting me?
7:02.
I just saw in the chat room in a more like radio, White S just talking about middleman bullshit.
Right.
White S Brent just put Kenny, he's there.
Yeah, I would advise you not to listen to the first 7 minutes of the show.
You don't like me.
Yeah, I'm fucking smashing you and just grouchy to begin with.
God, he's a little cranky from his long road trip.
Well, he's a big radio star now.
Yeah, big radio star. I'm sitting in Bob's fucking bedroom, all right? The studio, doing a show. But, it's Mondays are weird, you know? I was just a little aggravated that at 5:30 he says, oh, dude, I'm not going to be able to get there in time. I'm not home yet. While I'm fucking blowing up 295. I'm doing like 90 because I'm trying to be if I can get out of there by 4:30, it's easy. It's cake. I'll be here by 20 after 6. But, of course, we're running late. We leave at 5:15. So from
rush hour, all that shit.
Well, yeah, I snuck around rush hour pretty well.
Yeah.
So at 5:15, I'm leaving Deptford, New Jersey. And if you want to look at a map and look where Deptford, New Jersey is, you know the pit of, when you're looking at Jersey and the guy, it's a profile of a guy, right where his colon and his fucking cock meat, like right over there in the front part, like where all the bile comes out in the liver, if you're looking at the profile of New Jersey,
right.
That's where Deptford is.
Yeah.
And I had to go, and I fly up 42 to 90 to 295, run parallel to the turnpike, then scoot on the turnpike at exit 7, and then take it, drop her off at exit 131 at the fucking train station, get back on, and then go up the parkway to 154 and into here.
It's funny. He's really mad, but he said scoot.
Did I scoot? I scooted on the highway?
Scooted over to the park,
yeah,
to the
turnpike. I guess if you're really mad, you don't use the word scoot. I pummeled my way through the fucking.
Yeah, I had to go down to my mother's. She's got back surgery shit she's got to do, and I had to move a bunch of shit. I couldn't not finish. I had to move the rest of the shit because then she would have been trapped. So I just figured I'd Skype in. But you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to make sure that Mondays I'll prepare that you're going to be at 7 o'clock. You'll be there at 7 or 7:05. That's what I'll just prepare for from now on.
Yeah, because the we've worked it out where we are. I won't get it. It's boring details, but I will say it's making the days that we're there easier because we're just doing something a little different. Bob is kind of helping out a little bit, so we get there. Two shows usually takes about 6 hours, you know, including some breaks and all that, and so we're getting there by like 10:30 in the morning. Except. Listen, today Bob's wife just got back from Cleveland. She was there for a vacation for a year.
Cleveland for vacation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she moved back to Cleveland for a while, and they weren't sure what was going on.
Okay.
So they got back Sunday. So moved all her shit in, and it's been crazy because he's got a guy who's like a roommate there that he kind of let stay for the last few months. And all sorts of drama and mayhem because he told him a month and a half ago he's got to get out because his wife's coming back, and it was just crazy. So when we got there, it was like the first hour of them just yapping, and I'm just sitting there tapping my foot like fucking like an old maid going, all right, let's go. So we didn't start till like 11:30, quarter to 12, and so I'm just a little frustrated.
Edgy.
And then
cranky.
Fucking Chooch has to give me the old, hey, wah, I gotta fucking do this. And then, so I was like, really? I'm sitting here fucking
I'm doing like 90, dude. I'm doing 90 on the turnpike. 90, Kenny. I'm not even exaggerating. I am doing 90 miles an hour on the turnpike. And then I get the text. Oh, I'm not going to make it. I didn't get home yet. I'm like, and Stacy's in the car. I'm like, this cocksucker, this motherfucker. What did I even text you? Just read what I text you.
Oh, no.
It was two separate texts. I'll fucking
yes,
read it.
Yeah,
I'll read it. I got more passion.
No, no. I hate your guts. I rush up there and you Skype in.
And that was me at 90 miles an hour texting Kenny that very quickly. And I try not to text and drive, but you know, it was.
It all worked out in the end.
Well, Kenny, actually, we've done some good shows with Kenny Skyping in.
I know,
but you know what? There's not that great.
Chemistry,
you know, when we're here, where we can really get rolling on something. So I say, you know what, Joe, just come in early, and you know what, in case something happens with Skype where it doesn't work or you know that shit. But we've had good luck with it. You know, I can say, I don't know how I know how all you other shows, not you, but a lot of the other shows are more like radio. They all do it through Skype, where they're like four different people in like different
and,
rooms.
And
basically,
no one's in the same room. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, that I probably couldn't do.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that, man. But me and Kenny have gotten pretty good at doing that. And I do like coming here because I get to curse with a microphone in front of me.
Oh, that's right. The other show, you can't.
Yeah, no, you can't curse.
Joe, to be honest, I listened to probably like pretty much all of last week's shows, at least parts of them. And the show sounds good, man. It sounds funny. It's you're bashing Stacy a little bit more and more, each of you.
Yes, well-deserved. I mean? Well-deserved.
Yeah, but... But the show sounds good, man. It's a good show. It's an entertaining show.
Yeah,
especially to find. I hope is something happens where people discover it and go, "Whoa, there's a lot of good shit on this channel." You know, even though you're at on the dial.
Yeah, it's AM.
Yeah, but you know, when would you expect that kind of content?
I was
listening to Dennis Miller. Dennis Miller had. Who was his guest? Son of a bitch.
Because he's on before us, right?
Yeah, because I thought it was at 9 o'clock, but you go on at 10 in Boston. I wasn't listening to the D.C. one. But I listened to his, I'll remember it in a minute, but Dennis Miller is your lead-in?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a bad thing.
Cool. I'm assuming it's online, too. You can listen online.
Yeah, I think that's where
I listen.
Yeah. Right, that's where most people are listening.
Yeah. I don't have a 1940s transistor.
All right.
Hey, it's got a further reach than FM, okay? So there's that.
Yeah, so if you don't know, we're talking about, and we talked about it today, I think, on the Tuesday show. Wink, wink. Yeah, for people that still don't know. I hammered him for the name, Ears Wide Open. Mm. Yeah, I told him. I go, dude, like when he told me first about doing a show, and he was like, yeah, you know what, I'm looking to do a show, and I definitely want. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm thinking, all right, I'm gonna get a call, and Bob's gonna be like, hey, I want you to do the show with me. It's the Bob Lever show. I mean, really, you can't say your own last name without putting an ER at the end of it. And it was like, we're doing a thing called Ears Wide Open with me. And I'm like, the what? The what? Ears what? What? And it's terrible.
Was that the station's idea?
No, he came up with it. He had to come up with a name quick.
Why couldn't he just call it the Bob Levy Show?
I don't know. I would have thought, I would have liked that, you know? Mm. Bob Levy. And it's Ears Wide Open with Bob Levy and Stacey Pressman. That's how it's labeled, you know, which is great. Because, you know, it's like Opie and Anthony. It's not Opie and Anthony and Jim Norton. It's fine. So on the websites and all that,
I haven't listened yet, but I would assume you're pretty much second mic. No,
I'm considered third mic.
Considered, but you know what I mean. I'm sure you probably talk more.
No, I do not talk more than Stacey.
Really?
Oh, does she like to yap? And we let her know that.
Oh, she's a yapping Jew, bro. She yaps.
She does. She's got verbal skills, doesn't she, Kenny?
She absolutely does. And it's funny because she'll go on she'll go on a rant, and then it'll just be Bob going, "Well, why don't you just shut up then?" And Joe's, Joe will mention something, but still, you still haven't. I don't know if you did it this week, but there's a thing that you have to make her do.
I'm going to talk to Bob about that tomorrow because I think that's a great idea.
Yeah,
we definitely got to do that.
But yeah, she's a yapper,
And it's like the last couple of weeks, you know, because I'm home and I listen to, you know, I'll just pop it on as I'm watching a Yankee game or whatever. And because it's, you know, it's at night. That's where I'm hanging out. And it's an enjoyable show, and it's but it, you can tell how the day goes on as they start getting fed up. They start they're like, all right, enough.
Yeah, you can tell the third segment, the third hour of the Tuesday show, that we're really getting tired on Monday.
Oh, all it is you two just ripping her story to pieces.
But yeah, I don't want to sit there and talk about that the whole time. But it's on tonight, 9 to midnight, and every night, Monday through Friday. It's if you want all the info, you can go to just revboblevy.com, and that'll give you all the links. If you're in D.C. or Boston, you can listen to it on AM station, and WILC and WUFC in Boston. And
it's the same station they broadcast the Hindenburg tragedy.
Oh, the humanity.
So, no, it really is a good show, though.
Yeah.
It really is a good show.
So what was your weekend like, man, Kenny?
All I did was clean and watch children.
Oh, wow.
From a park bench or like you were...
Yeah, I was cleaning myself as I was watching children in a park. I got fucking stuck. My sister has two kids, and they're a couple of, you know, beautiful little ladies, but they're fucking pigs. They're disasters.
All right, so, dude, you have to you can't call your nieces pigs.
I mean, in the their rooms are a mess.
Yeah, they're slobs. I think that's a better way of
they're
saying
messy.
There you go. That
well, how do you describe it? Well, messy, they could be just slutty. No, if they're messy. Pigs, no, then they're blowing people.
Yeah, yeah. And then if they're slobs, that means they're pigs that are blowing people that aren't really very attractive.
Here's a good thing. How would you describe a child that doesn't pick up their stuff?
Non-tidy. Is that a
non-tidy,
word?
I would see like vagina smelled. You know what I mean? Or like she would have a mustache. Now, I'm not talking a kid. I'm talking about an older, you know, a woman. How you would describe a woman. How do you describe a girl without a guy going, hey, I'll rotate your tires.
A girl, I think messy. I really do. I think messy, a young girl, I think the term messy works
best. That gives me images of like dirty clothes piles and shit. Yep. Yeah, that messy works. I'm going to go with that.
You could say unclean or clean, you know. But anyway, they're kids that don't pick up their shit. So they
okay, yeah, yeah, that works.
Big, expansive basement. My brother-in-law's cousin is coming up from Florida. He's got two kids of his own. And my sister's like, can you please just make sure that my one niece, Lena, cleans her room because they're going to put the air mattress in there for the family. Guy's 6'3". Probably 300 pounds. He's got two kids that are like 10 and 12 or whatever.
Okay.
And I'm going to stick him in a bathroom closet pretty much for a week. And I'm like, you can't do that to the poor guy. He's going to be miserable. So I proceeded to go down to the basement slash neighborhood playroom and cleaned it for fucking 4 hours.
Oh, really?
And that's all I did. Yeah, and I moved boxes and I lifted stuff. My back hurts. Oh. And then my air conditioning broke, so I had to go and redo the hole in my wall.
Aww.
What, your central air? Or?
No, I got old school. I don't have central air. I've got a big, giant monstrosity in the middle of my living room wall. But whoever put it
look,
in there
just because she's a big girl, you shouldn't talk like that, okay?
Yeah. 65 years ago, whenever my grandfather decided to put one in, he just cut the wall and didn't put any kind of support beams or anything.
Oh, okay.
So I did that for 2 days. That was Saturday, but exciting stuff.
Yeah, it sounds exciting, dude.
It really was riveting if you were here. All kinds of tools.
Nice.
Yeah. A little bit of caulk and some vacuuming.
Hey, I see what you were doing there.
No, I didn't even mean that.
Oh, okay.
There was caulk.
Oh, okay.
We had to caulk the holes on the outside.
Yeah, so I Kenny, get jealous, but I had a gig this weekend. My first spot in, I would say, almost a month. And probably the
You haven't done a gig in a month?
In a month.
And wow.
Here's the most...
Totally not you.
Here's the most depressing part of it. It didn't even upset me that I haven't been on stage in a month. Part of the reason is that I have been so friggin' busy with this show.
But you still had to miss it, right?
I'm sure. Yes, but yeah. It didn't upset me. Like, I would go 2 weeks without doing a spot, and I would start to get depressed. I'd be down. I'd be like, oh, this just blows. But I was okay with it, only because I knew it was temporary, and I had this thing going on, you know, with Bob.
Yeah.
But last week we talked to Carucci, and everybody's kind of slow all the way around, right?
Yeah, but you know what? If you're a real comic, you'll find work, and apparently I'm not one, so, you know, it's just the way it works, that's all. You know, real comics are always doing spots or whatever, and I just haven't been pushing myself as much to get the other spots, which I've never been afraid of going to. So, another week or so. But I got a spot Thursday, and I think that's it. But anyway, it was fun though. I went up to Connecticut and did a gig, and it was a good time. They were a great audience, and the booker was an absolute freak show. This guy was a nut, like certifiable. He was crazy, really nice guy, but he was like you would see him, and he would be like, hey, man, how are you? Oh, it's so good to meet you.
He was coked up.
And you would think he's coked up, but he's not. He's just a nut.
What did he look like?
Tall. He was like this tall guy, thin, with a mustache, a little bit of a fro. I actually said on stage, I said, he looks like every bad guy in a 70s cop show. And he kind of looks like that, but thinner.
Okay.
And he was such a weird dude. But he was really nice, and then his girlfriend, I guess, she's from England, and she's like this cool Brit. Hello, and you guys are wonderful, and we're talking to her. Now they live way the fuck up in Fairfield, Connecticut. It's an hour and a half, from my house. What does my girlfriend do? Fucking gets real chummy with the guy's girlfriend, and she's like, I love her. She's great. We got to hang out. I'm like, you can't. My girlfriend doesn't get close to anybody. And now, oh, it's good. You think I'm going to be driving to Fairfield, Connecticut so we can hang out with crazy fucking pants and fucking old Brit face? You know, I mean, she was actually very cool. I was so fucking like, really? This is what you're doing? You're making friends Brit from? Face. I'm sorry. Actually, she's a nice woman.
Maybe
she's attractive.
Help you get booked more often at that place.
They're great. They're nice people. He's a loon. Well, he's a crazy person. He was hilarious to hang with, too. I found him hilarious. Like, I was, you know, he was like, after I was done, right? It was me and this guy, Gemini, who does like this, like real.
His name is Gemini?
That's his stage name because he does legitimate magic and then he does comedy. And then he actually does some vent acts.
What's legitimate magic?
Like real magic, not like Chips, where Chips does the magic for jokes.
Oh, okay, I got you.
He does real magic, you know?
All right.
Gemini, I did a show with him once, and he's like, I'm like, all right, I'm going to get out of here. You leaving? He goes, no, I got to wait for the bird to come down. Yes. One of his pigeons were up on the ceiling fan.
There was a point, though, when he's very good. He does some real cool magic, making, you know, like fucking flames, and his bird disappeared, turned into a glove. I mean, you know, regular shit, but good. And he's great at, you know, his presentation, and he's also funny. He does a lot of crowd work.
He's been around for years.
Yeah, very good.
30 years, probably.
But then he pulled out a puppet, and it was a really weird-looking puppet. It was a black puppet.
A black puppet, yeah.
And he was very good. Mm. But it just got to me. I just sat there. Beverly looked at me, and we were just like, fuck.
Yeah.
I just sat there, and I was just like, I was giggling because it was very funny what he was doing. And luckily we were in the back because I started tearing, and I'm like, this just sucks. Yeah. Every fucking, it's like, I can't even watch a ventriloquist. Sorry, I keep saying vent act. We just sat there, and we both looked at each other, and she goes, it's okay. I'm like, hey, it's okay, you know. I mean, I'm not. Wasn't mad at him or anything, you know. He's been doing it a long time, but it just kind of, it just got to me, you know.
Triggers that emotion.
It does, you know. It's just terrible. So, But it was great. But dude, after I had a good set. I could say I did well. Dude, the guy comes up to me after I was done, and now Gemini's up there, and he's doing his thing, and he's doing very well. He's like, "Yo, man, you were great. You just took this place and zoom. It was just amazing. You just took this crowd and you were like, wow. I was just, you blew the place apart." I'm like, this guy's out of his mind. This guy's crazy. I did a fine job. I did fine. They liked it. I did a half hour. There was no real host. He just went up there, made a couple of announcements, and fumbled around with his papers. And then at the end, it was great. He goes, "Hey, let's hear it for Gemini and give it up for Bob." I'm like, "Bob Conti?" He called me Bob.
Was he drunk?
No, he's just one of those guys. He's a little out there. He's like all over, you know. Right. Like you could tell he doesn't sit still. You know?
Yeah.
And sweet guy. Loved him. I told him, I did, dude, I would work for you anytime. Because just watching him is entertaining, you know?
Yeah.
But it was a good time. And
I picture, yeah, like a Cosmo Kramer or something.
Yeah, you know, you would almost think that, you know? He definitely was like, you know. And then I was like, "Yo, dude," I said, "thank you so much, but you don't have to blow." Dude, I let me see if I can get this right. I said, "You don't have to blow smoke up my ass." He goes, "Dude, I'm not doing any of the smoke in the ass blowing with the pipe thing." I'm like, what? He goes, "Last time I was blowing the smoke with the, I was in college with my roommate, and it was through shotgun, and it was with a pipe in the ass." And I'm like, "What the fuck is this guy talking about?" He was nuts, dude. Great, funny, thoroughly entertaining of a fellow, and I would definitely work for him again.
But that's great that, you know, after a month of being off stage, you did really good.
It was good. And you know what? I only did 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I did zero driving material. None of it. You know? Which I didn't purposely do that, but all of a sudden I was at 25 minutes. So,
well, you
I
made up for that on the first 25 of this show.
Look at you making jokes, you fucking motherfucker. You cocks. I wanted to, you know what? Let's get into Coletta real quick. Oh. Joe, tell us about this new thing with your new phone calls and all that
shit. It's not new. I'm working on
this. You've been doing prank phone calls for years.
Yeah, years and years. I don't know if you remember. I think it was last December I put out this album, and it was, you know, I had to put donation only because I didn't really get caller consent.
Right.
So, you know, if you donated $5 or more to the show I do, Cousin Joe Show, then I'd email the album, and it did fairly well,
mm-hmm,
you know, for in that market, if you can call it that,
of course,
whatever that was. And then I've known the manager of the two bar, Bum Bar Bastards guys, for years, because, not known, but email back and forth, because I, mm-hmm, booked them on my show a couple years ago for an interview. And
yes, I remember that.
We would go back and forth, you know, their manager and myself through email, and I don't know, about a month and a half ago, just bullshitting through email, just for the hell of it. I'm drunk on a Saturday night. I go, "Oh, by the way, you might find this funny. I attached three of my calls from that album." And he emails me back the next day asking if I would sign a contract to publish my calls. And I'm like, "What?" And this guy has represented no one else except the Bum Bar Bastards. And just the fact that I remember being 11 years old, getting that, begging my mom to buy me that album, and Nobody Beats the Wiz. Of course, she had no idea what was on it. I just saw, like, the cartoon of Red on the cover, and I was
if you don't know, it's the Tube Bar with Red, who's the, "I'll cut your belly open.
Right.
You want to suck my prick? I'll suck your prick." Like, it's just
the where they
best.
Got the inspiration for Mo from The Simpsons, where Bart would call asking for a man to hug and kiss, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic.
So, yeah, I end up...
Nobody beats the Wiz.
Your mother's like, "Is this a place where people urinate in public?" No, Ma, that's something else.
And I took it to my grandmother's house, and, you know, my cousin Eric, we'd listen to it real low in the other room. We had to take her Robert Goulet CD out first. And it was fucking, and then now 20 years later, their manager wants to publish. I was like, "The fuck?" And I didn't even answer him for a day. I'm just thinking about it. Like, do I really want to do this?
Yeah.
But I did. And yeah, so it's now published. It's on Amazon, iTunes. But here's the thing. I don't want to fucking try and sell anyone anything, the same thing twice. It's the same exact. We were going to put together an album of, you know, whatever. Google Drive, where you just upload. It's kind of like Dropbox.
Okay.
So I uploaded that album and then maybe 20 other calls, and he just listened to the album first and was like, you know what, if it was, he goes, if it's not broke, I'm not going to fix it. He just re-released that same album. So I don't want people thinking that they're new calls. If you already have it, don't. Why would you buy it? Don't.
Get it. Get it. Just to but put if a few you don't bucks have in Joe's
it,
pocket.
Yeah, yeah. But if you don't have it and you want it, it's for legal reasons, it's not called Coletta Calls anymore, even though I really like that name.
Okay.
It's probably. Then again, my face is still on the cover, so it's kind of stupid and pointless. But it's Vincent DeMeo, which is the character.
The character you do. That's okay. I don't think that's corny at all.
Yeah, and it's Prank Calls with Balls. It's the name of the.
Okay. Prank Calls with Balls.
And it's been driving me fucking crazy. As exciting as it is, I've been just refreshing Amazon's page of my album just to see my seller rank. I was just looking at it right now. Like, out of all albums, it jumps around, you know, from 11,000 to 2,000. And then Saturday, I noticed I was number 91 in top paid 100 comedy albums.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
So, of course, I had to brag about it on Facebook. I posted.
Of course, yeah.
And now if you click that link, I'm not there anymore, of course.
and Ralphie May must have put out another album.
And now I'm number 89 in spoken word. So I don't know what these...
Cool.
I wish I was closer to Rich Wood so I could just shoot him a message. Because, he's got that book on Amazon. And just ask him, does this mean anything? Because the problem with this whole thing... This guy used this thing, I think it's called TuneCore, and it's published to Amazon, iTunes, and literally 30 other digital stores. You can get it on your stupid Xbox or anything, Google Play, all that. But you don't get the sales reports until 2 months. So I got to wait till September to see how I did. So between now and September, that's why I'm looking at these rankings. Going, does this mean anything? Does that mean like I sold one? Five? What happened? I got to wait till
so
I'm driving myself nuts.
You don't know, you're not going to know anything until September.
Yeah,
it's driving
me fucking
Christ.
Crazy.
Oh my
Between
God.
Now and September, I'm not going to know if I sold 400, none.
So what's now? What's the easiest way for them to get it?
I mean, if you go to the Facebook
website,
page, well, the Facebook page is facebook.com/VincentDeMeoCalls.
Oh, okay.
DeyAmo.
Yeah, like
just
D-
how it sounds.
D-Mayo,
I figured the
yeah.
easiest way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of, you know, making it all Italian, AIO, I think, you know, the way it sounds.
Yeah, yeah, just
and then, you know, from there, there's links to Amazon, iTunes. But on
That's
those
great.
Things, if you just search Prank Calls with Balls, it comes right up.
Prank Calls with Balls.
Yeah.
Roy Black on Crack says, the only thing I know about Amazon is to ignore the user reviews.
Oh, there's a lot of reviews? Is that like the iTunes reviews?
Yeah, similar. I had a... couple maybe listeners and friends rated 5 stars and yeah.
Oh, nice.
So
yeah, because
this oh, so Roy Black says don't pay attention to them.
Yeah, that's where he was going.
I
with
love
that
motherfucker.
He's hilarious.
He's a piece of shit.
But I was surprised, man. Everyone was, I asked people on my show if they would mind doing that. No one fucked with me. Everyone gave it 5. Not everyone.
Really. Just did
there's
it
seven. But yeah, they all give it solid
so
5 stars.
There's so many opportunities to fuck with you. Well, you know what I mean? To fuck
yeah,
with us?
I figured that,
why not? It's easy. It's like, now, you know what? I'm going to do good here, but
I'll
viciously attack him.
This could,
yeah, we'll have pictures of him with the twat. You know what I mean? They'll Photoshop a vagina on you.
That's fine.
Getting banged by fucking Heisenberg
that's
from Breaking Bad.
Totally fine with me. Yeah. But, yeah. So we'll see what happens again. I got to wait till September.
Do we have any clips to play during a break or anything?
Yeah, he sent me one.
Yeah, I sent you. It's not on the... Because, again, I've been playing calls from this album that came out in December, you know, officially. Or non-officially. But, yeah, I sent you a new one I did the other day that's going to be on the second album.
Is that the Hotel Room Problem?
Yeah.
That's the one I have.
It's a quick one, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely want to play that. We'll play that during the... is it real quick?
It's like a minute
and a half. 1:39.
You want to play it and leave the mics on? Up to you.
Yeah. Kenny, you want to play it and we'll leave the mics on?
If you want. I was just going to tell a quick story. I don't remember what city I was in, but I Skyped in... when Kat was in studio. Remember Kat?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she had never done a prank call, and it was fucking really funny. What the hell
was
it?
I was there
it?
For
it was,
that. Yeah, Conti was the one
I was there for
her, feeding her lines.
That's right.
Feeding
yeah,
her lines. Yeah. Yeah, that was so weird. But that was funny.
Yeah, it was.
Because she put something out about...
we put an ad on Craigslist, some like lonely housewife.
Yeah, looking for a guy.
Then, you know, email. And then once they emailed, we'd give them the show number, and they would. It was all just live. They just
four Hindus called.
Yeah, it was like four Indian guys wanted somebody to step on their balls with stilettos,
and she would just read them disgusting, awful shit that Conti would write for her.
That's right.
Yeah, so yeah, hilarious.
I forgot about that. Holy shit! Let's hear it. This one is called "Hotel Room Problem."
Yep.
There's something I really like about Joe's, and I'm not a big prank call guy. But there's something I like about him, and maybe you'll hear it in this.
Thanks so much, Al.
Oh, thank Christ you answered. Listen, I don't want to say what room number I'm in. I'm calling from my cell phone. I just had a problem, and I was thinking it'd be better to talk to you before I call the police. Just to get this right.
What's the problem?
Well, I ordered an escort to my room, and she robbed me.
I can't do nothing about that.
But I know you can't do anything about the stealing. I took care of that. I took the lamp, and I hit her with it a couple dozen times.
Let me put you through to the police. What room are you in?
I don't want to say. I just wanted to go through you and not the police to maybe help me out here.
Well, tell me what room you're in, then.
I can't.
Well, how can I help you?
Because I don't want you to call the police. I wanted to settle this between me and
you. What's your last name?
I can't give you that right now.
What do you want me to do, then? What do you want me to do?
I was wondering if we can cut the carpet up and wrap her up in it and take her to a dumpster. She's just a whore. No one's going to miss her. She's dead.
What room are you in, sir?
The room with the dead whore. So what should I do with this dead hooker?
What do you want me to tell you, sir?
I don't know. I'll just leave her in the fucking bathtub, check out, and you'll figure it out 3 days from now.
You do that.
All right. Okay. Thanks, you dopey bitch. Fuck you.
That's pretty much a rough cut. It went a little slow. I'm going to have to tighten it up, but yeah, I just did that and figured.
That's funny, man.
It's funny. Once she went, all right, okay, then Joe's attitude totally changed. He was like, fuck you.
Yes. He realized that she figured it out, and he was like, you know what, fuck you for having a half a brain and figuring it out that I was fucking just fucking with you, you cunt, you know? You fucking maniac.
You pulling back the curtain whore.
But I liked Joe's, I think the one thing I really like about most of Joe's calls is that maybe not this one, but most of them stay in that subtle. He's very, very subtle. And he doesn't, like, go out of his way to be over the top and, like, yeah, well, you know, like, in your inflection or anything that
except when he gets made and he's like, you dopey cunt.
Yeah. But most of the time, he stays where you're still not sure if he's serious or not. Because he never, you know, it's like he never goes completely ridiculous in what he's talking about unless, you know, it becomes emotional. But it seems to always fit. It always seems to fit whatever situation it's in. And he never lets him know that it's bullshit. And he just lets it go. So it's almost like you're running and then you just all of a sudden fall. Right, and that's how it ends.
Yeah.
It ends very abrupt and very quick and just out of nowhere. You're just like, all right, that's over. And you're like, holy shit, man. Like, they did not know. But she was just like, you know, like, what do you want me to do? Roll this bitch up in a carpet.
Cut the carpet around her and just roll it.
Yeah, and then put her in the old Whitney Houston bathtub and then call it a night. That was great. That was very, very good.
Yeah, happy for you, pal. Good luck.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Thanks.
That would be so cool.
It's exciting and nerve-wracking at the same time.
It has to be. Yeah. There has to be something extremely nerve-wracking about that.
You want to? I stopped at the whatchamacallit, at the pharmacy on the way home before, and I had to get freshen up on baby wipes. I was out of baby wipes, and I have the baby wipes in my hand, and there's this I don't know. I would say 17 or 18-year-old black kid in front of me with a pregnancy test. And I'm like, really? That guy. I'm just sitting there going, that's fucking nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a, I think he worked at Target or something. He, or Red Lobster or something. You know, he had like a uniform on.
So he went during his lunch break to get a pregnancy test?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, he was in his work clothes, and he pulled out his money, and it was over $20. And he's like, fuck, $27 to know if I'm going to be a bad dad.
He may or may not be doing a lot of overtime tonight. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But it's just like on the outside. Like, there was one time I went to the same pharmacy, and I bought lube. I had lube. Like toilet paper, and like I was getting a pack of cigarettes, and my neighbor with her kids was right next to me, and she's like, "Oh, hey, how you doing?" And I've got a bag of a bottle of fucking Astroglide in my hand. It's really awkward, but it's funny when you see somebody at that line. You just sit there and you're like, "Oh, EPT." You're like, "Oh, this is a bad day for you, pal." Yeah. You know, you're just like, "I don't want to be in your shoes."
This could be the worst day of your life, or
exactly
one of the two.
You're gonna have a party later.
So. Hey, I wanted to share something with you. Just a song. There's nothing funny about it, but I just want to share this. I was there's a commercial that comes on for anybody that's from Jersey. There's a commercial for Channel 12, which is a local.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's this one commercial where they're playing this music in the background. It's not a funny commercial. It's not really a funny commercial, but I just fucking loved this song, and I just want to just share it. And just play it. It's not even like with music.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't have any lyrics or anything like that. But and Kenny, tell me if you may know of it, maybe from hearing the song, or from maybe just hearing the commercial.
Okay. And right? Real quick, after the break, I'm going to call you during the break, and I have a song too that I have to we have to play.
Okay.
But it's just remember that when we go to break.
Yeah, what time is it? I don't know. Maybe I should just play. Yeah, no. I'm going to play it real quick.
No. Play it. Yeah.
It's fucking great. I really enjoy it, and I want to incorporate it into the show somehow. All right. Have you heard the commercial, Kenny? Remember this?
Yes. It's,
sounds really familiar.
It's got a guitar riff in a little bit, right?
I don't think so.
No?
It's almost like it reminded me of that 300 commercial for the Chrysler 300, which was like a Jay-Z song, which was like some 70s song. But this is just, this guy's name is Keith Mansfield. I've been listening to this for 24 hours straight. That's what I do. When I get a song that I like, I'll play it over and over and over. I've probably, since last night at 8 o'clock, I've listened to this song about 15 to 20 times already.
I do the same thing.
That opening part, and it repeats. That sounds like the opening to a TV show or something. It's really familiar.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, I wonder if anybody in the chat...
Keith Mansfield, Funky Fanfare?
Yep, that's it. Funky Fanfare by Keith Mansfield. I just want to turn some people onto it. I just think it's so cool.
Is he a new artist?
I don't think so. Well, I don't know. I think it was in like a different language, but it said something about 1941, so I think he was born in 41. But here we go. All right. It's fucking cool, man.
So you just heard this in a commercial on News 12 and just got Shazam out? And
I tried to do it with Shazam and then finally got it. And my girlfriend was like I was trying to Google it, like, hey, what's the song in one of the News 12 commercials? And I couldn't get anything. And my girlfriend found it on hers at the same time. I think she Googled it too.
Here we go. I got it right here. This is the same way that I found out about Nick Drake. Nick Drake was, his song Pink Moon was in the Volkswagen commercial. Years ago, when the bug came back out,
okay,
and then I went and now I'm a huge Nick Drake fan because he's friggin'. And when you hear his songs, you can see where Coldplay took from him.
Oh, really?
Where all of these different artists, it sounds like they all sound like Coldplay songs, but it was this guy Nick Drake. He actually Keith Ledger was a big fan with him and died the same way. They both offed themselves.
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger, I'm sorry.
Oh, and that guy Nick Drake died too?
Yeah, Nick died the same way. He overdosed.
But it took 30 years for someone to find the song, and then they put it on a Volkswagen commercial, and then his career just rebirthed. He wasn't alive, but he sold, you know, however millions of records afterwards. And you totally know the songs too, and when you listen to them, you could be like, "Oh, that's a fucking Coldplay tune." We might be able to do that later on too. That'd be pretty cool. Okay. But here, Keith Mansfield, born 1941, is a British composer and arranger known for his creation of prominent television theme tunes, including the Grandstand theme for the BBC. Other works include Light and Tuneful, the opening theme for the BBC's coverage of the Wimbledon Tennis Championship. World Champions, the closing theme for NBC's coverage of the same tournament, and World Series, used by BBC's athletic coverage. Mansfield is probably best known by American audiences as the composer of the tune Funky Fanfare, used for underscoring in the Astro Dater series of Snipes, produced by the National Screen Service in the late 1960s. That song is currently used during the opening credits of the show Pit Boss on Animal Planet, as well backing music for the Quick Hits segment of the Scarborough County podcast. The Astro Daters, Our Next Attraction, was featured prominently in two films by Quentin Tarantino.
No shit.
Kill Bill and Grindhouse.
Oh,
a vocal version.
Where you heard it. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I think it was one of those.
It sounds like a Tarantino thing.
Yeah. You know what?
It's got that funk to it, yeah. A vocal version of Funky Fanfare entitled House of Jack was also recorded by James Royal in 1969. Another Mansfield composition, National Pride, was the opening theme to the movie Fist of Fear, Touch of Death, which utilizes Mansfield's library music score. And as the logo jingle for CBS Fox Video, a remix of the song was also used in the game Saints Row the Third, I don't know, in the 1960s and 70s. Hold on, there's something here with Gnarls Barkley. Hold on. Has been sampled by prominent... His work has been sampled by prominent hip-hop producers such as Danger Mouse, Funky Fanfare on the Danger Doom track Old School Rules, and The Run by Gnarls Barkley and Morning Broadway.
Oh, okay. So they... I mean, you can almost tell that a hip-hop artist would use that. It's got that sound that would totally go with guys who would take it and do
he
whatever.
He was a ranger and conductor for tracks on Dusty Springfield's 1968 album, Dusty Definitely. So he probably, son of a preacher, man.
You know what? I just remember, it is Grindhouse. Remember, you guys seen it?
No.
Kenny, you seen Grindhouse?
I haven't seen it. I've seen parts of it.
When they did, you know how they tried to make it like a Grindhouse movie, and so hence the
yeah, like
title,
a double
obvious.
Feature type of thing.
And they had like, what do you call it? They edited it so it looked like an 80s film, and they had like, you know, 3-2-1 or whatever in between the two films, you know,
right.
Back to back, fake trailers,
right.
Like they had an intermission type thing. That's the sound or the song, whatever they played while it showed. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
That. Yeah. That's what it was.
Nice. Well, just if anybody wants to, it's Keith Mansfield, and it's called Funky Fanfare. If you want to download it or just go on YouTube and steal it like I did, you know, whatever you want to do. I think any way is fine. I don't think it would be...
If you go up to the discography of Dusty Springfield, the one that Keith Mansfield is on, Dusty Definitely, John arranged by John Paul Jones, conductor John Paul Jones, on like 7 different songs, Keith Mansfield. Like a bunch, you're like, holy shit!
Yeah,
that's got to be a fucking good album.
Yeah, it's always like whether it's somebody who is like, you know, you see like a lead singer or like a somebody that comes out and you're like, I never heard of this guy, and then you're like, oh, he was the lead singer of that band fucking forever ago, or he was the guitar player for that band like forever ago, you know, and then you see the correlation and you're like, no, they didn't just come out of nowhere. They've been around forever. And then, or they get into producing afterwards and they put out some great shit. So,
yeah, but isn't John Paul Jones, whatchamacallit?
Yeah, from Zeppelin, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, Keith Mansfield looks like some funky stuff.
Yeah. All right. What do you think? You want to take a... Let's take our break.
White Ass Brent said, I think Ron and Fez used that song.
Oh, really?
I could be wrong, but it is very familiar. So maybe not.
Yeah, it's now that we're hearing more and more things, it seems like it's in a bunch of different, you know, different ways of being put out, like movies and and shows and all that shit. So, but I love it. I think it's great. I'm going to use it for my ringtone on my phone. That's how obsessed I get.
That's adorable.
Yeah. Hello, Ma. All right. Let's take a quick break, all right? We got Cousin Joe Coletta here from the Cousin Joe Show, which is on More Like Radio every Thursday night at 7 p.m.
Thank you. Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Of course. Joe's been doing this shit as long as we have.
Just about, yeah.
Yep. And he's just as unsuccessful.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back, all right? We'll be about 5, 10, 20 minutes, Kenny, all right?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, come back in like 20. It'll be perfect.
All right.
All right. Fucking home, asshole.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug of covered blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no, no, no.
Donald, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful?
Not painful than that!
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Looking to go to the biggest internet radio live event on the Eastern Seaboard? Well, go to the second annual More Like Radio live event, a tribute to Otto Peterson, Saturday, August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair. Come see your favorite comedians and possibly Mersh if you could get a ride. $10 suggested donation. All proceeds will go to benefit the Otto Peterson family. August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
To contact the Conti and Kenny Show live, call 240-HI-C&K. That's 240-442-2635. Or you can still use the Skype, NPN Studios. Whatever that means. Don't know. Rubbish. But call them anyway. Fuck it. Who cares? I don't. What are you talking to me for? No one asked me. I don't know. Fuck all. Piss off. Go on. Sod off. Get out of here. Keep sodding off. Bastards. Hello, my name's Dave Ingram.
And it's me, the Impossible D.
And we are...
Rubbish!
Metal Breakfast Radio. And when we're not drinking a few frothy ales...
There's a drunk just come on.
Or when we're not slagging amateur musicians...
Banjo fucker!
And telling them what's exactly wrong with their music...
Bastards.
Or what's right, that could be a quicker way out of it.
Get over there!
Then we're listening to The Conti and Kenny Show.
Load of bollocks.
We have to.
Keep listening. It's The Conti and Kenny Show.
.com.
Do you know that Joe has moved in with his girlfriend?
How's that working out?
My girlfriend is a squirter, and it flooded the whole basement.
I would rather be dead than not have cock.
She enjoyed it, but they let her do it herself.
Yeah, well, she took her time.
I could put anything up my own ass.
She says it goes in and out. Once in a while, it'll be, and she'll nudge me, and then yeah. I go away.
I'd like to test that out, though. Put like a butt plug in.
It's not that bad. And it wasn't tiny. It was bigger than a finger. All right, we're back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show. Sorry, we're having a little
Jerry Cantrell.
Right?
Love yes. Jerry Cantrell. Solo, yeah.
Very good, man. Welcome back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com. And I got Coletta with me.
Hi.
Joe Coletta from the Cousin Joe Show, which is on every Thursday on the same exact station. What a coincidence. Sorry, I'm working with this hunk of shit.
What's the matter, honey?
I'm talking about Kenny.
No, oh, yeah, Kenny, I apologize.
No, I'm talking about this this mouse.
Oh, I thought we just fixed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, apparently it's not working that well. Oops. That's good. Just everything disappear off the screen while I'm trying to just do this. What in the fucking hell? This is annoying.
Is it doing that thing where it just goes like diagonal, the mouse?
Yeah, it's a good
time.
And
you can't move it up or down?
It's not working that well.
All I did to fix was hit that button, but...
Which one? The one on the side here?
One. Is it two buttons?
Yeah.
I think the one closer to you I hit.
That one?
No, the other one.
Okay, let's see.
Anything?
Yeah, it didn't really do much, but it's not really your fault. It's just, I don't know if it's the mouse. I'm going to switch mices and see if this meese is any better. And not really. But if you want to call the show while I'm just sitting here flailing around with this mouse, it is 240-HIGH-CNK, which is like, I don't
stupid.
Know. Yeah, it's kind of stupid, I guess.
No, I love it.
No, I think it's working a little better now. I'll try not to use it as much.
Well, you want to get into that Comic-Con thing I was just telling you about?
Yeah. Tell me about this.
Yeah, Coletta might like this. There's, Comic-Con was just over the weekend.
Oh, and the one in New York?
No, I think it was San Diego.
Okay.
But they hinted on the Batman versus Superman trailer or whatever.
Right.
But there's a group of girls. It's like five girls, and they're called Geeks for Consent, and they spell it CON is capitalized.
Like consent?
Like consent, because they said that they were being sexually harassed during Comic-Con.
What?
And, yeah, now...
Or were they dressed up like Wonder Woman with their tits hanging out? And not that, well, you know, that means they asked for it, or I get going there, but...
Right.
They're a group of five lesbian gamers that like to go to Comic-Con, dress up, and then when... The nerdy guys have never seen a set of tits or an abdomen without a shirt on it. You know, they start, I guess, freaking out.
Right.
But how much sexual harassment could actually be going on in a geek fest?
I don't know.
That's true. I don't think they know how to sexually harass.
I can picture some guy, you know, taking his plastic sword and poking their boobies with it maybe a little bit. Ooh.
Yeah, they've probably never seen that much flesh in real life.
Yeah.
You know?
No, definitely. So now, what's their goal now?
Their goal is just to raise awareness to tell people that there is actual sexual harassment going on during Comic-Con, and they're all dressed up and everything. I just thought it was a funny story because I'm like, you know, what's the extent of the sexual harassment?
Well, I figured if one of the dudes was dressed as Kobe Bryant, then maybe he could sexually harass her or just. I don't know, plant it in her ass? What do you think?
Hmm.
Absolutely nothing on that. In fact, it was so silent that it got loud in here. It was actually loud. It was like, I was like, oh my God, the white noise is hurting my ears from the lack of response from within earshot.
I was looking at the chat. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're looking at the chat. I'm in Schenectady and I'm fucking with a mouse.
Definitely. Yeah.
No, I can see they have the conventions. They have like the furry conventions, you know, where everybody humps each other. Is it an extension of that? Where the, you know, this guy's like, oh, a female Jedi. I want to put my finger up her snatch, you know, in an elevator.
I'm wondering what even one of these geeks would even sound like. Like if they saw like a boob, you know what I mean?
Like to their friend, like pointing it out, trying to.
Yeah, I don't know. Kenny, I don't know. Maybe they would sound like this.
Oh, nom 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 nom.
It's all they hear in their head.
Yeah, it's like, and now it's Wonder Woman with her truth rope. What is it called? Her lasso of truth? What is that thing called, Kenny?
I have no idea.
It's the string that comes out of her tampon.
Oh, nom, 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 nom. Get your hands off my penis.
This is democracy manifest. One of the greatest sounds I think I've ever heard in my life.
My favorite right now is the cookie monster.
Democracy manifest.
Democracy.
Democracy.
This is democracy manifest.
Manifest.
Love that guy.
Yeah, like what else would be... considered sexual harassment for these guys. Because, yeah, you're right. I mean, can you picture, like, all these geekoids? Like, although, you know, maybe, because they, you know, the stereotype is that they don't ever kiss, you know, they're never with chicks and all that. Maybe,
pretty much a true stereotype.
Maybe they just completely lose their mind, and then it just becomes a scene from Oz or something. You know what I mean?
Do you think they maybe try to approach the girls, but they so have no idea what they're doing?
How to do it or whatever, right?
It comes off way creepy and way rapey.
Rapey.
Yeah, he goes to his friends. They're in a food court, and he's like, that Smurf just looked at me. Sister Smurf just, I think we had a moment. But be careful what you call him, because you're probably going to insult every other radio show on this network. and the guy who owns the studio.
Nom, 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 nom.
Fuck them, whatever. Fucking geeks, who gives a shit?
You know, the closest thing I've ever been to is, you know, the Chiller Theater thing. But even there, they...
Yeah, my friend Rich Woods, they go to Chiller Theater. Yeah. They always go check it out.
You know, there's some cool people there that you could... You
a lot
know.
Of these B actors and, like, from horror movies and stuff. That's I heard it's fun.
Mainly what it is, yeah. Joe Pantoliano was there.
Oh, Joey Pants?
Yeah. Like, people you wouldn't think fit the bill there
go there.
Ralph Macchio was there.
No,
Val Kilmer. Yeah.
Did you ever go to one of them, Kenny?
No, I never. I would definitely go to one. Of course I would go to one.
But even those, people dress up at just like that, like nerdy freak douches.
It's weird.
I don't know why.
When you first walk into Chiller, because Rich told me this, they have like a greeter. I don't know if you know this. There's like a greeter that greets you when you first walk in. So when you walk in and you're like, hey, I'm for the Chiller Theater.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
Democracy Manifest.
I can just listen to that all day. I'm just glad we got the cookie. Do you know what that is, right? The other thing? That's Cookie Monster. And we also have a shortened version, which is more of the Asian Cookie Monster.
Oh.
We just have that. So I made two of them.
I don't know which one I like better. They're both great. They're both fucking good.
You know, it's like, hey, can I get a two number twos and a chicken and broccoli?
Oh. That's
perfect.
Oh, that's fucking great.
Yeah, so I have the both versions. And it's another thing that accidentally ended up gold on this show just from something else.
When like an anime girl walks by, some Japanese guy's like, I'm thinking about Doki Doki.
Yeah, yeah.
Thinking about Doki Doki.
And then he's like... Some Chinese girl is like, you know, walks by, and then you just hear.
you know what's funny?
Take the whole wheelbarrow, Rory. Ra 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 ra.
You breaking my bars here, huh? You breaking my bars?
The best thing about that Japanese, the hooky dooky one,
right,
is that that's not English.
No.
He's not saying, I'm thinking about hokey dokey.
Doesn't sound like he's saying, I'm thinking, listen, it says, I'm thinking about hokey dokey.
Yeah.
That's, right, that's right. What we translated to, but it's not. It was from a story that we did like 8 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was this Japanese guy who had like a bunch of these like dolls in his house.
Real life dolls, yeah.
Real life dolls.
Oh, okay,
and he was loaded, and he had like 200 of them in his house. Uh-huh. And they were just introduced.
Yeah, totally speaking in Japanese.
Yeah, so we're just listening to it, and they're about to translate what he's saying.
Right.
And at one part, you just hear him go,
thinking about Doki Doki.
And I'm like, is he saying I'm thinking about Hokey Doki?
That's exactly what it sounds like.
That is exactly, I'm thinking about Doki Doki.
I'm thinking about Hokey Doki.
And it probably means, like, I fucked her in the mouth, and then I went home.
Or I like peanut butter. We have no idea.
Yeah, if we have any, I think it's Japanese, if you could tell us what, if you could tell us what that means, that would be really cool.
I would love to have that translated.
God, we've had that for years.
But you said you played the original clip with the translator, right? So it wasn't
No. It wasn't translated. They were. It was.
They were just talking over it. So they were just. You hear him talking, and they were like, "So this guy here, and he's saying something."
Okay.
So they were editorializing what was going on.
Right.
And we stopped and replayed it. We're like, "Did he just say he's thinking about Hokey Dokey?" That's what he said. That's because he's sitting there. He's sitting on his couch, and he's got like three real dolls. Or, you know, and he's in like a relationship with his real doll. And you know, thinking about Hokey Dokey.
I think he had two chicks that night. One of them was Hokey and the other one was Dokey. I think he was going
to...
And he was going to bang both of them. I think that's what
that's
was going to happen.
That's all he could think about.
That's all he can think of.
What if in Japanese that I'm thinking about Doki Doki means I got to get this cunt a cab?
You just said the C word.
Oh, boy. All right. Hey, we have another. Joe says it's a little bit better call. It more captures the essence of the Joe Coletta artiste work of the phony phone call.
I think it might be more on the lines.
Grammy nominated.
It's another new one, but I think it's more on the lines of what Conti was saying, where I just don't break character and I'm very.
Okay. Yeah, let's do this one.
Sure.
All right, here we go. Do you want to set it up?
Oh, yeah. This does need a little bit of setup. I just decided to call up certain communities of. Black descent.
Oh boy.
This is called households. And,
oh boy. Here we go.
Hold on real quick. Somebody in the chat guessed something or other. I remember when you guys did that episode, it was nothing but that clip for about 2 weeks.
Really?
Oh, no, it's 4 years. He just popped
up. Oh, Jeremiah in the chat. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he remembers like every other fucking, every show we've done. He's got to come here one day and sit in. All right, here we go. Here's another. What do you call this one? Households.
I called it the NAC something.
Oh boy, what does that mean?
Well, you'll find out. But I fucked up the acronym like three times.
You forgot the other A and the P. Is there an N double A? No. With the P at the end?
No. Not that. It's really the NAN. I said the three different versions of what the acronym is in the call. You'll hear.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
Hello?
Hi, how are you, sir?
Who's calling?
This is Vincent from the NAC. Just wanted
what
to make
is the NAC?
Well, I wanted to make sure you were confirmed for our town hall attendance tonight. The NAC is the anti-Negro community. We have a meeting at town hall tonight. I just wanted to confirm your attendance.
The anti-Negro committee?
Yeah, community, excuse you. Yes.
And you want to explain what that means to me?
It means
you're against Negroes? Is that what it means?
Well, it means they bring nothing but drugs and death to our town, and, yeah. And we want to remain...
You have this phone number on your list. Will you take it off?
We want
take this number off your list, and don't you ever call me again. Do you understand?
Do you not want to remain righteous?
Do you understand? Do you not ever call me again.
Do you not want to...
Hello?
Sir, do you not want to remain righteous and righteous?
Excuse me, why did you call me? I said, take my number off your list.
I don't understand your problem. Do you marry to your...
No, my problem is I don't want to get calls from people like you.
What do you mean people like me?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a little rough.
He was quite angered by you.
Yeah, that was the goal.
Yeah, he was definitely not very tolerant of your...
Hey, I was just working for the company. Making
yeah,
calls.
You know, he was definitely not tolerant of your non-diversity message that you had of, you know, everybody living together as one, like John Lennon says.
I was just checking names off a list for a town hall meeting. I don't believe that.
Town hall meeting.
Doing my job.
What do you think, Ken? You think the guy's a little angry?
Of course, but you know what? He's a stand-up guy because he's like, this is democracy, matter of fact. Negroes should have just as much as everyone else. He had his convictions. He did not want to be called by anyone kind of a community.
You know what? Kenny doesn't have a lot of room to talk because Kenny is also part of that organization. I don't know if you've heard.
I didn't know.
Kenny has different views. Check this out.
I hate black people or I hate Jews.
He's not a guy who really... I don't think Kenny would fit right in with the NAC.
Right.
Yeah.
I am outraged.
I think Kenny would fit in quite nicely. You know? Because you know what? You don't need to hear stuff like...
Shit flying in my mouth. I'm dying this fucking country ass fucked up town. The fuck is that?
That's the best part.
When you called the guy, what area of the country is he in?
New York.
Oh, really?
It's pretty much like New York's version of Patterson.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I would totally try to do that call again in like
Oklahoma
City.
Yeah, no, I've done that, and I also I got a couple more because, you know, I haven't found one good. I mean, that, like you said, I got to do more, but I've also been doing Hasidic communities.
Okay,
so, you know, same premise, you just, you know.
I have a little clip from one of Joe's phone calls, and he called the gay community.
Are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
I don't know if that was the exact phone call. I'm not sure. So once again, tell people how they can get your your calls.
If you go to iTunes, Amazon, wherever, literally wherever you get your digital music, just search Prank Calls with Balls. It's the easiest way.
Prank Calls with Balls.
It's the name of the album, yeah. Or just search Vincent DeMeo. That's the artist.
I like that. Very cool. Hey, Kenny, you were talking to me about that Ray Rice thing.
Yeah.
Joe, do you know anything about this? Joe's not a big sports guy.
Yeah, not really.
He's a football player on the Baltimore Ravens, and he actually went to Rutgers. Right, Kenny? He went to Rutgers, right?
He's like one of the best-known Rutgers players, one of the most successful Rutgers players to hit the NFL.
Right.
Because, you know, local boy done good. He was up from...
what do you mean,
grew
boy?
Up in, like, New Rochelle, I believe.
What do you mean, boy? What's that all about?
Local gentleman.
Thank you.
Made
all right.
good. I want you to... fucking politically correct, Jen. Why are you calling him a boy? Fucking very funny, though.
Gentlemen, this is... Democracy Manifest.
Exactly. All right. Let's get this shit straight. But anyway, for Joe and anybody else doesn't know, he's a football player that he's never been a guy that ever heard of getting in any trouble at all.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like a very cool guy, nice guy. And
been around for a while.
Yeah, he's been around. Right. He's been at least, what, 4 or 5 years, Kenny?
Yeah, at least 5 years. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Pretty straight up guy. Never.
Yeah, he took on the thing of being Ray Lewis's like younger brother. You know, Ray Lewis. He had that.
You're not making a great case for. That was a guy who was kind of involved in a murder. Ray
right.
Lewis, and you're not making a good case for.
Ray Lewis. You know, Ray Lewis goes. You know, now he's a church man. He's a church guy, and his whole thing, and mm-hmm. he became like Ray Rice's. They're like best pals. It's like okay. his big brother. And then one night, I think they were in Miami.
But now wait, let's preface this by saying, the NFL has had a lot of problems with players doing stuff against the law, DUIs.
Period.
Yeah. Yeah. But there have been some weird suspensions where a guy who got caught with weed, like a small amount of weed or smoking weed, mm-hmm. which in some states is actually legal now.
Right. But they
like
still can't.
6 to 8. Like when these guys get suspended, they lose whatever money they're not getting paid. You know, some of these guys equivalent to like making $250,000 for a game.
Right.
So, you know, there's been guys suspended for 6 games and all that. Now, Kenny, now tell what happened with Ray Rice in Atlantic City or wherever it was.
Yeah. I think it was in Miami or something like that. But here's the thing. They have surveillance video. The doors open on an elevator, and all of a sudden this black woman falls out of it face first. And Ray Rice, it's his wife.
Go ahead.
Is trying to, like, revive her. He had, before they had hit the ground floor, he knocked her out. However, whether he choked her, punched her, or something like that, she's out cold, okay? The reason why I'm bringing this up, this happened a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
but
yeah, a while ago.
Yeah, but Stephen A. Smith, one of the biggest guys on ESPN. Do you know who this guy is?
Yeah, I listen to him in the afternoon during football season.
Yeah, well, he the big thing now is that he's apologizing. Ray Rice gets suspended for 2 games. Big thing is that, you know, guys do drugs and all kinds of stuff. This guy beats his wife up, knocks her out, and he's only getting 2 games.
There's video of him dragging her out of an elevator by her hair while she's unconscious.
Unconscious, ooh. Yeah.
She's out. Ooh. So he's just dragging her out of an elevator, and he gets 2-game suspension.
2-game suspension, yeah. Yeah. What I want you to find, like, Joe, if you can go to YouTube... And put Stephen A. Smith, Ray Rice, and there'll be a clip. Because supposedly he had to apologize because Stephen A. Smith said, don't do anything to provoke men talking about women.
Wow. While you pull that up, I was checking out the chat. 4 years said, I think I learned it from this show, but do you remember the old red calls they would call to bar? Apparently 4 years tuned in late. Yeah, that's actually, we were talking about that earlier. That's the label that put out my prank
yes,
calls.
Yes, that's guys. The guys, yep.
And then he was saying his favorite drop is, and I got this drop too, oi, from that Dell.
Oh, right. Yeah, oi, yeah, from that, yeah, I know you have that one too.
Yeah, little girl.
Which, don't do anything to provoke men into beating you. No, 2 minutes and 16 seconds?
Yes, yeah, try that one. Let's see what that's...
Okay, it seems short.
About you. And here's what I mean by that. We keep talking about the guys. We know you have no business putting your hands on a woman. I don't know how many times I got to reiterate that. But as a man who was raised by women, see, I know what I'm going to do if somebody touches a female member of my family. I know what I'm gonna do. I know what my boys are gonna do. I know what I'm gonna have to remind myself that I work for the worldwide leader. I'm gonna have to get law enforcement officials involved because of what I'm gonna be tempted to do. But what I've tried to employ the female members of my family, some of whom you all met and talked to and what have you, is that, again, and this is what I've done this all my life, let's make sure we don't do anything to provoke wrong actions. Because if I come, or somebody else come, whether it's law enforcement officials, your brother, or the fellas that you know, if we come after somebody has put their hands on you, it doesn't negate the fact that they already put their hands on you. So let's try to make sure that we can do our part in making sure that that doesn't happen. Now, you got some dudes that are just horrible, and they're going to do it anyway. And there's never an excuse to put your hands on a woman. But domestic violence or whatever the case may be, with men putting their hands on women, is obviously a very real, real issue in our society. And I think that just talking about what guys shouldn't do, we got to also make sure that you can do your part to do whatever you can do to try to make sure it doesn't happen. We know they're wrong. We know they're criminal. We know they probably deserve to be in jail. In Ray Rice's case, he probably deserves more than the 2-game suspension, which we both acknowledged. But at the same time, we also have to make sure that we learn as much as we can about elements of provocation. Not that there's real provocation, but the elements of provocation, you got to make sure that you address it, because what we've got to do is do what we can to try to prevent the situation from happening in any way. And I don't think that's broached enough, is all I'm saying. No.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Is there any reason why he should apologize? He basically just said 4 or 5 different times that you never hit a woman.
Right.
But he's basically saying women are cunts sometimes. Don't be such a cunt. And my 25-inch biceps won't smash you in the face.
Well,
don't be a cunt.
I think I know what he's saying. He's saying, look, there's certain, like, if a girl who's in an abusive relationship, doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter what you do. The guy's he's abusive. And he's going to hit, and you need to just get out of the relationship. And we can get into a whole other thing where women can't get out of a relationship, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I get that. But now let me ask you something. I don't know what happened with him and the girl. I don't know. Okay. I have no idea. But now let's just say there's an example. Okay. Let's say Joe Coletta, he's arguing with his girl. And you say something stupid like you're a fucking twat or something like that. Uh-huh. And she gets very mad at you and she smacks you in the face.
Right.
That's a woman smacking a guy the way a woman would hit a guy on a very emotional thing. Okay?
Right.
None of that. Yelling, getting into an argument, getting crazy like they all do. Yeah. None of that warrants hitting somebody. None of it.
Right.
But I've always said, a woman should never, ever come at a guy. You should never come at a man like a man. This is what I've said. Mm. Don't come at me the way a guy would come at me. Don't fucking come at me push me and put your hands up and take a swing at me like a guy. Because you know what? And I'm not saying I would hit a girl, but you know what? At that point, sometimes you have to, because the only reason they're doing that, the only reason they're doing that,
or they know
that you would never hit her and you shouldn't. You know what that's like? Does everybody here know a guy? Hear me out. Does everybody here know a guy who's not a tough guy at all? And he's got a few tough big friends that they always used to hang out, go to clubs down the seaside or hang out at clubs, whatever. And because he knew he had these fucking monsters that were always friends with him, he would start fucking trouble because he knew that these guys would literally not only have his back, but be like, well, we'll take care of this for whatever reason. Maybe they owe whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, to me, it's like, you know what? Fuck you. But that's when a girl literally, like, I'm sorry, but if you're just sitting there and a girl punches, and I'm not saying getting punched in the face by a girl is going to really, but you know what? If you're just sitting there and you get sucker punched by a girl as hard as she can, unless she's 105 pounds, it's going to fucking, it's going to hurt you.
Even still, if she's 105 pounds, it's still going to, it's going to fucking hurt.
But it's almost like the guy that dresses up as a scarecrow on the front porch during Halloween, and then when somebody goes and gets candy and he tries to spook him,
yes,
and it's always the black father that knocks him out.
Just first thing, boom, just fucking hits him. It's like
natural
freaked
reaction,
out.
Just knocks the scarecrow's teeth out.
It's not saying, he's not saying, hey, listen, ladies, don't ever do anything wrong. Don't talk back to your man because you could, but don't provoke violence. And unless you're a complete and utter scumbag, it's got to take a lot for a guy to hit a girl. Unless you're just an abusive asshole.
I don't think I have it in me, no matter what. I don't think
right.
if Maybe, I got
yeah. because you know
five
what?
Times
because,
in a row, I don't think I could.
Because you know what? First of all, that's the kind of guy you are. And number two, you've probably never, if you've never even been close, then you've probably never even been close to provoked. You know what? I haven't gotten to a point where I was like, oh, my God, I cocked my hand back. But, of course, I didn't because she's a woman.
Right.
But if you've ever been close to that, she's obviously being a fucking over, like, just a complete and utter ass. Just as a person. Forget about gender and whatever. Just as a person. Like, you know, it's a completely different reaction if a guy does something to me than if a girl does something. Yeah, it's just obvious. If it's a guy and a guy takes a swing at me, I'm going to do what I can to protect myself, and I'll fucking lay him out if I have to. Not that I'm a tough guy by any means.
Right.
But with a woman, if a girl, like, fucking slapped me, I'd be like, oh, just, you know, you grab her hand, like, stop it, you know, cut it out. Or, hey, you know what? If you're a douche to a girl and she smacks you in the face because you're an asshole, or she yells at you and then fucking, or, you know, fucking punches you in the shoulder. Those are girly things. And I don't mean that in a negative way. It's a girl reaction based on emotion. But if you're going to be like, yeah, fuck you and uppercut you, it's like, what are you doing?
Now, I know this isn't the same thing, but I can relate in this way. I was in a relationship and I don't know what it was about, but we were fighting, you know, verbally, of course.
Of course.
She was screaming and I was at her place. And I was supposed to sleep over, and it was midnight. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to stay here. It's ridiculous. So I calmly get my stuff together, and I'm not even yelling back at this point. I'm just getting my stuff together going, all right, well, you know what? Just take a day, relax.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to walk out, and she stands in front of the door to block me from leaving.
Okay.
And literally 2 minutes, which is a long time to be standing there just like getting berated and not being able to leave because she's blocking the door.
Right.
And I put both my hands like halfway up because I was going to like gently, and I mean gently, just try and take one hand on each shoulder of hers to push her aside. And
then, so you can leave.
But the second my hand started to go up, in my head I go, no, this is how guys get locked up.
Right.
I didn't even do that. I didn't even, I just had to wait till she finally got out of the way.
I wonder what I would do in that situation.
If you're getting beat by a woman, you just have to Denzel Washington it, like in Glory, where you're just sitting there getting whipped and one tear comes down your eye. Because you don't want to go to jail, you know? I've had experiences when I was a kid with my parents and stepfather and whatnot, you know, tussling around and being upstairs on the landing, you know, not seeing it, just listening to the fight. and wanting to get involved, you know, but mm-hmm. you don't because it's just what men and women have to do, you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
whether
yeah.
it's shoving around or whatnot. You know, it's a very sensitive subject. But when you're at that point, there's been a few times where I'm like, if I could just punch this girl in the face, I can get at. I'm done. You know,
I got
that's
an
all I want.
I have,
an
idea.
Not that I want to punch her in the face. I just want to go get out of my way. We're not going to resolve this. It's not going to happen. Mm. I haven't raised my voice. Your roommate is sleeping.
Yeah.
I don't want to wake your roommate up. Just shut up, cunt, because I've been raised by women, and I've got four sisters and a fucking crazy-ass mother. And you can't reason with them. When they go off the handle, you can't. There's no.
It's impossible. Which is why I was just trying to leave and get out of the situation.
They're all like that, right?
Yeah,
they're all like that. Okay, you can't sit there like a man, okay, like two men.
Cool.
Two men can sit there and go, all right, you know what, dude? We might come to blows, but this is not the right time. You know, we're in an Olive Garden. Let's just we'll meet out on the street. You know, let's take it outside. Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can't take it outside with a woman. Because once they start rattling, they don't stop. And would you stop? Just calm down. No, it doesn't. There's something with a vagina that you just can't. So, you know, someone who doesn't have as much restraint or anything, I can see why women get hit because they're assholes.
Yeah. I have an idea. Next, for anybody out there, I just thought of this. Okay. I think it's a great solution. If a girl's sitting there against a door and she won't let you go, turn around. About face, push up, put your ass up on her and shove her. Literally go next to her and just push with your back and push her away from the door. You could be like, look, I wasn't even facing her. I didn't hit her. I was literally turned. My ass was pushing up against her leg to get her to move out of the way. So if you because you could literally just fold your arms.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
And be like, my arms were folded. There was not a mark on her. I didn't hit her at all, you know, because it does suck because of that. It's like, you know what? You wouldn't do that. You would not be. And this is not all women, of course. This is a very few percent that would actually get in a guy's face. Like, don't get in my face nose to nose and talk to me like I'm 10, screaming at me, going, fuck you, you mother. It's like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Just don't do that. You want to scream because you're upset. You want to scream from across the room. You fucking call me anything you want.
Yeah.
But the moment you fucking throw something at me or you take your hand and shove it in my face. Mm. Like, I've never had that happen, but I hope that I have the restraint. Because I don't like people,
you
know.
Totally do.
You know, I could guarantee you would never 90, put your hands on them. I could guarantee
it. I will tell you one thing. When Beverly quit smoking 2 years ago, this August will be 2 years, that first week was a fucking behemoth of a nightmare, okay?
Right.
And there was one moment where I'm sitting there at the computer, and I felt bad for her, and I felt, you know, I feel bad because she's literally going through withdrawals from cigarettes. Yeah, she went cold turkey, and it was like the third day, and she's screaming at me for, I don't know, absolutely nothing. I'm not sure exactly what it was.
Right.
And she's fucking losing her mind. And while she's screaming at me, like in my face, she's got an ashtray in her right hand. So all I'm doing is going, okay, honey, just put the ashtray down. I felt like Gene Wilder in Frankenstein. Put the candle back. I'm just like, put the ashtray down. And she's like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, put the ashtray down. I'm like, I don't need her to just fucking lose it and just, you know, like just completely smash it over my head.
Right.
And mind you, she's a girl. She's absolutely lunatic. She's going crazy.
Yeah.
And she's, on top of that, she's because of her withdrawals from cigarettes. I've never smoked cigarettes.
That'll make you quite irritable.
Yes, I think that would be a good, I think that would be a good term.
Yeah. I have been around so many menstrual cycles in my life. not even just menstrual cycles, also, you know, with my grandmother with menopause and now my mother going through it, that I'm a pro. I am a pro at going, I'm just going to bow out of this one. You stay here and you fester all you want, but you know, I'm not going to raise my voice anymore. I'm not going to yell. I'm going to tell you that, you know, you're right. You're absolutely right. You're 100% right. Everything that I did was wrong, completely wrong. And that even gets the, most of the time that gets them even madder because they're like, don't patronize me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you're right. I'm admitting that you're right. I'm wrong. You're right. But I just walk away and go, just that's why there's so many. That's why there's bars. You know what I mean? That's why there's man caves or garages. It's just somewhere for a guy to go just to get away from.
I think that's why there's golf.
Golf, yes. Yeah. Another mm-hmm. one. That's
deep,
another one.
Deep sea fishing.
I have Stephen A. Smith's apology if you want to hear it. No, we're past
Oh, my
it
God.
Right?
They just said, isolate that. Kenny says, I've been through so many menstrual cycles in my life.
4 years in the chat when you were giving advice about if the girl's blocking the doorway mm-hmm. to turn around, you thought you were going to say start farting. Start farting on her.
Well, I'm a decent guy. I'm not that heartless of a person. I wouldn't want to do that. Trust me on
that.
Do you have the Stevens? You want me to? Is it a long apology?
Does he actually
no,
have
not at
a
all.
Defense
no,
for what
just
he did?
Paragraph.
Does he actually defend what he did or give an excuse or a reason? I mean,
they haven't heard anything yet. Stephen Smith apology. This one's short. This is only a
minute.
No.
I have a written word. If you want me to, this is what he posted on. Is that a YouTube? Is that First Take?
Yeah, it's a minute 34.
Okay, yeah, that's probably it. Yeah, I've got the written one here.
All right, let me see.
Should start with good morning. Friday, right here on First Take, on the subject of domestic violence.
It is not what I was trying to say. Yet the failure to clearly articulate something different lies squarely on my shoulders. To say what I actually said was foolish is an understatement. To say I was wrong is obvious. To apologize, to say I'm sorry, doesn't do the matter its proper justice, to be quite honest. But I do sincerely apologize. As a man raised by the greatest mother in the world and four older sisters, I've religiously spoken out against domestic violence all of my life. I've done so repeatedly over 20 years in this business, as well as over these very airwaves right here on First Take. My primary reason for doing so is because I've experienced and dealt with the matter within my own family. Unfortunately, I did an incredibly poor job of asserting my point of view this past Friday. For that, again, I am truly, truly sorry. Particularly to victims of domestic abuse and to my female family members and loved ones I've disappointed and who know I know better.
Nah, they didn't.
You all deserved a better professional. And quite frankly, a better man last Friday sitting on this very set.
Nah,
you didn't do anything. He just misworded. You didn't even misword it.
He's absolutely forced to do this.
Stephen A., I appreciate you.
Yeah, you be quiet, whore. Sorry.
Here it said, Smith, right after that, I just went word for word on this written one.
Mm-hmm.
And it said right after that, Smith paused and looked down for dramatic effect before saying, in this very chair, which made me think of another guy who said something stupid about Donovan McNabb and one of the very, blah, blah. But he was forced to do that. He didn't have to do that.
No,
he was,
I don't think
he was
so.
Saying,
you know, and when he's saying, hey, listen, don't provoke stupid. How about if he would have said, listen, ladies, do yourself a favor. Don't provoke stupidity. Because you know what? 99% of you don't have to worry about this, no matter what you do.
Yeah.
But you know what? Don't be dumb and even test it. Why test the waters to see if a guy, why would you test taking something to the umpteenth level to see if maybe, hey, you know what? He ain't going to hit me. It's like, why even bother? Yeah. It doesn't mean don't act like a person. Act like a girl. Be crazy. Fucking yell at him. Scream at him. Be a douchebag. Whatever you got to be. But you know what? Don't be, as a person, an antagonizing asshole who is basically saying, come on. You know what I mean? You ever hear girls? Yeah. Come on. Hit me. It's like, don't do that.
Yeah, I know you want to.
Don't do
me,
that.
Right? Yeah, go ahead. I know you want
don't
to.
Don't do that.
I know. Yeah.
Because you're provoking stupidity with your stupidity.
Mm.
It doesn't mean you're getting something that you deserve.
No.
It's completely. But you know what? Don't act like a drunken guy at a bar.
Tell that to Phil Hartman's wife.
last week he said something awful. We were talking about Olivia Newton-John, and we were like, "Oh, she's like, how's she doing?" He's like, "I don't know." Kenny said she's got stage four everything. I was like, "You're an asshole. You really are a piece of garbage." But yeah, don't act like a drunk guy at a bar who wants to fight everybody.
Right, but I think
be a girl.
At the same time, I think all three of us can agree. There's really no defense for dragging a woman out of an elevator already unconscious by her hair.
That's even crazier.
None
like
whatsoever.
A mistake. You fucking popped her. You're like, fuck. All right, I'm sorry. Holy shit! And you take her.
You know what he should have done? He should have propped her up against the wall and went to the 96th floor.
Pretend he was making out with her.
yeah. So she would come too. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. And to like, all right, you popped her. Right? All right, whatever he did. He knocked her out. Put her over your shoulder.
Yeah, do a weekend at Bernie's thing.
You're a fucking football player. And it's like, hey, what's up? She had way too much to drink. Yeah. She had a fist fucking light, you know, she had a fist light sandwich. Whatever it was. And it's like, why are you that? See, let me tell you something. That is the thing that I think makes this even more bizarre. And they gave him 2-game suspension. There are, dude... Ben Roethlisberger, who was accused of doing something to a girl, got 6-game suspension.
And you're saying that guys are caught with pot in the system get even
I think
longer.
There was one guy who, I think he was pot, 6 to 8 games. And this, but there's video.
Yeah.
I never saw, is there, how do you find a, I've never seen the video of it, Kenny.
You know, it's probably real quick. Let me just give
Ray
me one
Rice
second.
Elevator.
That's, yeah,
that should
right
be
there.
It. Here we go. Minute 23.
This one's shorter. Whatchamacallit? The big part is in the first couple of seconds when she falls out of the falls out of the elevator, and the rest is him just wondering what to do.
I can't believe I got to sit through 20 fucking 30 seconds. Can't they just make 10-second commercials? I would be totally fine
for
with
YouTube.
It.
Well, there's not even a skip ad one. Those are the
no,
worst.
Can't even do a skip ad one. So you know what? I don't even care what you're selling. It's just, oh, a truck. Of course, because it's a football player, right? And we all have to be, we all want big trucks. Yeah, because we got big cocks and we want
you have
big
to be
trucks.
Manly men.
There it is. Okay, she's out cold. Wow. All right. All right. It's like, all right, let me get my girl. All right, let me pick her up.
I would sit down on the floor with her and hold her like she was crying. It's going to be okay. It's going to be, and just keep hitting the buttons like a fucking toddler, just so each floor opened up until, you know, splash a little water on her face and get her back in the hotel room.
He's like,
some other guy came over.
Yeah, it looks like security or something like that. Dude, you could tell he's like, even his body language, he's facing the other way. He's walking away, like, you know, a couple of feet. You could just tell he's like, oh, this fucking broad.
There's not an ounce of remorse there.
No.
Let
me see the very beginning. Let me see if he dragged her out. Well, he didn't drag her out by her hair, but he did just flop her on the ground.
Yeah, face first.
And then he puts his arms out like, oh,
yeah,
Jesus
fucking broad, yeah.
Fuck.
Wow.
Man, he was. If there was audio, he was probably going, see what you made me do? See what you made me do?
But there's been no update from this?
No, like, I have not heard.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just the 2 games and a Stephen A. Smith thing.
Let me see what this is. Yeah. That was, let me see. Didn't work. Yeah, that was a little rough. That's the first time I ever saw that.
Yeah, he really just let her fall face first into the fucking ground.
And he's just like, this fucking broad.
Yeah.
Like, she was a problem. Like, she was annoying him.
Yeah, the way he put his hands up.
Yeah, like, oh, this broad. Yeah,
she's
going
to ruin the reservation.
We're supposed to be there for 8:15 for dinner. Now this bitch got knocked out because she got a glass jaw.
Yeah, now she's snoring on the marble floors of the fucking Waldorf.
Oh, man. Holy crap, man. That's funny. But, yeah, 2-game suspension, and they've been – and Joe doesn't watch football or doesn't really get into football, but this guy, Roger Goodell, who's like the – what is he, commissioner? He's been notorious for giving very stiff sentences – They've always said, oh, you know what, he's a little too rough and whatever.
Right.
And then something that is an obvious, like, dude, he obviously...
It's on video.
There's film of it.
Yeah.
That's not a guy whose girl passed out and he's concerned with her.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden she's like, honey, so maybe later on we'll... And she knocked her head on the rail inside the elevator.
There's guys that have been charged with vehicular manslaughter that haven't missed a game.
Yeah,
that because are it doing happened worse. In, Brent's in got a, April.
Brent's got a GIF of it in the chat. If you go to morelikeradio.com/live, it's just replays. And just, dude, her face just plants on that fucking...
Oh, yeah, that just whacked right on the floor, yeah. He just fucking threw her out like, all right, let's get out of the elevator. You're getting annoying.
Time to go.
Wow. Holy shit, dude. Well, so, the Kenny, are you going to be the August 9th, the live MLR event Saturday at Just Jake's in Montclair?
Saturday, August 9th.
Yeah. August 9th, I think it's at 1 to 4 or 1
to
5?
1 to 4 p.m.
1 to 4 p.m. Now, Kenny, you were telling me you might not be able to make it, right?
Oh, no. Don't tell me that.
Possibly, yeah. There was a family thing that came up that we're trying to work it. I'm working on it. I'm working on it to get up there.
Because I think they're going to need, they're going to want to, I mean, look, even a week before or a couple of days before, I'll be able to get somebody to replace Kenny,
okay.
Like a good comic, you know. You know, I seem to know a little bit more. It's all these guys, you know, I know a lot more people that are very talented, unlike myself. So I can definitely, get somebody who's good that'll be able to come by and fill Kenny's shoes. But we hope that you make it.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything yet. I'm not sure yet. I'm working on it.
I hope so, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
Because Joe, it's going to be like comedy.
There's going to be a live band.
A live band?
It'll be, again, you know, me and Royce sitting at a table or whatever.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, probably interviewing some of the comics and just... You know, messing around.
Yep. And do you know the name of any of the bands yet?
Shit, I did. It's one band I forgot.
Okay.
Andy booked them, but I heard one or two songs and they sound good.
Yeah, and the coolest thing about this is that all the money they're asking for a $10 donation at the door.
It's starring Ray Rice in the Pass Outs.
It's Ray Rice in the Face Plants. The cool thing about this is that the whole day, the More Like Radio live event, it's all a tribute to our pal Otto.
Yes.
Because More Like Radio, they loved Otto. Otto, like literally less than a week before he passed away, he told me, I asked him if he would do it.
That's right.
He was going to be the headliner. Otto was going to do it. He didn't have to do that. Yeah. And he also... did the Puppies and Sunshine with me and Kenny, and you know we broadcasted it on More Like Radio a bunch of times.
Right.
So they were so grateful to him that once he had passed away, they were like, "We have to make this about him." You know?
Yeah. No. 100% of all of them.
Yep. And the cool thing is that his girlfriend, wife Trish, is working on getting Jimmy Norton and a few other guys to. Promote it and retweet it on their Twitter accounts.
That'll be awesome. And
you know?
If you can't make it to the event, MLR set up a fund, GoFundMe.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that. So, sure, someone.
What did he put? More Like Radio live event?
If you just go to. Well, for the GoFundMe thing?
Yeah.
Well, if you go to GoFundMe.com/BQ2728.
Or how about if they go to morelikeradio.com? You think it's on there somewhere?
It might be. It should be.
But if you want to get any information on it, it's in Just Jake's, which is in Montclair, New Jersey. It's a Saturday afternoon. It's going to be a great time. Some of the comics are going to be me, hopefully Kenny, Punchy, Mike Falcone, Dave Sadzik, right?
Yep.
Dan DiMarino,
mm-hmm.
who I got to see those guys up at Levity Live and thoroughly enjoyed them. Very funny.
Yeah.
Who else is going to be performing?
They just added somebody else. I can't think of his name, too.
But just go to morelikeradio.com.
Yeah.
And
or if you go to tinyurl.com/MLRLive2, it brings you to the Facebook event page with all the info and, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Everything you need to know.
Awesome. And, Joe, one more time, your Oh, yeah. Say people get your phone calls.
Prank calls with balls.
Prank calls with balls.
The album, you know, iTunes, Amazon, whatever.
Get it. They're funny. They're awful. Terrible.
It's 21 tracks, hour and 20 minutes.
Awesome.
So, thank you. Yeah,
you could drive around in your car and laugh.
21 tracks. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Cool. Hopefully you're going to be under one of them.
And yeah, Kenny, I really hope you can make the event, dude.
Yeah, yeah. A family thing came up, but I'm working on it.
He's not coming. Trust me. When Kenny says he's working on something, he's not coming. But
Real quick, I put $20 last night at the Haskell. My sister went down there. It was a horse that was called Just Call Kenny. And I'm like, don't. Because if you need something, don't call me, because I'm not going to come through. I'm the most unreliable person. But I put $20 on him. He came in fifth.
Nice. All right. I don't have any of my information, so I'll just try to do this. Get our like our Facebook page, Conti and Kenny. Follow us on Twitter, at CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. Joe, yours is at Joe Coletta, right?
Yep.
1L, 2Ts.
Correct.
And also subscribe to the show.
You got the Conti and Kenny Shorts.
Conti and Kenny Shorts. Subscribe to that. There's 10 episodes. I think three of them have Otto in it.
Awesome.
And definitely check those out. And in a few minutes, you're going to hear me. I got to get down to Levy's real quick and get ready to do the show. The Ears Wide Open show. Yep, on 900 WILC in Washington, D.C. And then at 10 o'clock, it plays on WUFC in Boston, Massachusetts. But you can actually listen to it online. Get all of the links for that show on RevBobLevy.com.
Cool.
The lead-in is Orson Welles' War of the Worlds.
Oh, the humanity! All right, let's get out of here. We got like
ships from other planets.
All right, we're out of here, everybody. Thank you for checking us out. I got to figure out another phrase instead of checking us out. I say it way too much.
It works.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon. Take care. Bye, Kenny.
Bye. I'll talk to you in a bit.
See you next week.